Hi there and welcome to the first episode of Mentor Medic. We're here to help you grow as a person and give you some insight into what a career in medicine is like. So we started this podcast and this organization so that we can bring you some quality content from experienced doctors, surgeons, as well as medical students so that you can see what their lives are like and decide whether this is the right career choice for you. We would also like to bring you bits of life advice that these people have given us and some gems that they live by and believe are important in passing on. Now, in today's episode, I would just like to talk about how I got here in the first place and why I am studying medicine. And this is a very common question that if you go into medicine as a student, as a doctor, you'll always be asked this time and time again. And I guess it just reflects how important a question this is, not just for other people to know why you're in this profession, but for yourself to understand why you are here and what your role is in this society as a whole. Now, there's a couple of reasons, and I would boil it down to three main things that makes me want to study medicine. And the first one is to help people. And from a young age, I've always been kind of driven to serve others. And throughout high school, I have done a whole variety of volunteer activities, which I really enjoyed. And I think I chose to go into medicine because I see it as an opportunity, as a job that would allow me to reach and influence as many people as I can in a way that is just so intrinsically, I would say, valuable almost, because you get to impact them on a level that their health can improve. And that's such a fundamental aspect to the human equation, is to have good health so that you can go out there and do the things you love. So I find that incredibly valuable to give people that hope and their lives back. And this reminds me of a story from when I was a toddler, really, in preschool, and my parents would bring this up every now and then, was that I was just learning to make scones in preschool. We had these plastic cups, pour some milk and flour in, mash it together with our hands, and then chuck it into the oven. And so I really liked making these scones, but going home, I would also see that there are people who are hungry, or people who don't get quite the same privilege as I am. So back when I was a little 3-year-old toddler, what I really wanted to do when I grow up was to open a scone shop and to sell scones, but to sell them for free. And I think that was just kind of from my upbringing and from the values that my family hold, has just so impacted me to be quite as a person that really wants to serve and bring value into other people's lives without taking anything for myself. So that's my first reason, is to help people. My second reason is, throughout high school, starting to get exposed to the sciences and understanding biology. So we really only started to learn science in year 10, and started to learn some biology. And I just found that particularly fascinating because we were learning about the human body and how our bodies worked, how our cells, how the different organs all work together to keep us alive. And I just found that so fascinating. Unlike other aspects of science, which is quite hard to perceive, biology is something that we can feel, that we interact with every day. We do with chemistry and physics, but not quite on that personal level that we can experience or feel it, right? And so that piqued my interest in science, and I continued to learn more about biology and wanted to pursue a career where I can use this understanding of science and to learn more about the science, as well as tying that in towards helping people as well. So those are the first two things. And the third thing is my interest in arts and the humanities. I really liked studying classical studies and history because it's giving this whole big, grand scope of things to understand how human societies have interacted with each other, why people did the things they did in history, and also the motivations and what led to successes, what led to people doing better than others, or other societies vanquishing or not doing so well. And I found that incredibly interesting because I just like to understand people, almost like understanding the biology, but on a more wider perspective, on a bit of a broader scale, to understand how people thought, how they worked. And I didn't really find this in the first couple of years of medicine until more recently when I started on the wards and started talking to patients. And I find that I can kind of reignite that passion for studying the arts, because now, even though it's not quite looking at broad societal scale of the arts, I am talking to individual people, hearing their stories, which I find incredibly fascinating. And medicine is one of those specialties where you get this privilege to hear those unique and most intimate stories that people don't normally share with others, let alone complete strangers who they are seeing for the first time. And I find that incredibly valuable and such a special moment, and really motivating me to continue and pursue my study in medicine. So those are my big three things that are keeping me going in this career of medicine, is to help people to understand the sciences a bit more, and that humanistic quality and a passion for the arts and understanding humans, people, and their stories. And I think all of this leads to quite an important point, no matter what career you choose to go into, is finding your why. Why are you doing what you are doing? And I think there are a couple of pointers that I would give in finding out what your why is, or choosing the best career for you, is what gives you a sense of purpose, or what do you want to achieve in life that would give you personal gratification? For me, that was the ability to help people, because I feel like no matter what I do, I just need to be able to do something that will bring value to others. So that's one of the things is to find a purpose that you can always strive for. And the second thing that I think you should think about is enjoyment. Is this going to give you satisfaction and joy in the work you do? And I find the joy in learning about the sciences and learning about the humanistic qualities and understanding the stories that people are there to tell. And that makes me really happy. And I think these are two really main pillars that I want you to think about when you're trying to consider whether you want to go into this field or if you want to go into any other field at all. So after listening to this episode, I hope you have some things you can think about and learn to find your why, because this will really keep you on track and keep you motivated towards achieving your goals. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mental Medic. For more content, please subscribe, follow Mental Medic on Facebook and Instagram, and stay tuned for more. Hope you have a great day, and see you next time.